We're back. Episode 30? It is
Why do you
episode
always
30.
ask me? Oh, okay, you knew. Thank
I
God.
know. I have it written down. Like, probably episodes like 1 through 20, I didn't know. And then I started writing them down.
So it's kind of a little shtick we have to act like we don't know, but now we
Exactly.
clearly do know what we know.
Exactly. It's
Love
kind of
it.
like the Bourbon Boys. I didn't research any of this.
Nah. Oof.
Whatever.
But I
But
did
hey,
do research this time.
yeah, you did. You did. But all right, automatic rewind. That's what
Hell
we're
yeah.
doing
Oh
here.
yeah, this is our show. Automatic
Episode
rewind.
30. Cousin Bailey, Gus.
What's up?
How you doing, cuz? It's been a hot minute.
It's been good, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new year.
Welcome to the new year. Did Lethal Weapon last time as our Christmas movie.
Yeah, that was a
So
good pod. I listened to it the other day, re-listened to it the other day.
I need to look at the numbers on that one. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah, no. I enjoyed recording it and I enjoyed listening to it, editing it. And then that's pretty much all I do. I think I ha well, it downloads automatically, right? I
I
got to
hope so,
subscribe to
because
myself.
we need some free downloads there, bud.
Yeah. Anyhow, before we get too deep into this, which we're doing Kingpin this episode, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
Because what are you drinking, bud?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the name of the movie. I had it in my brain that I was going to do a signature drink from the thing, but it wasn't going to happen. The closest I could have possibly gotten would have been Diet Coke and vodka. There's no way I was going to drink a Tanqueray and Tab and keep them coming because I got a long drive ahead of me. But I'm drinking Miller High Life.
There you
It
go.
is the champagne of beers. It's been what's the word I'm looking for? Panned by a bourbon boy, malt liquor. He doesn't care for it. I like the taste of it. It reminds me of, as I was telling you the other day, it reminds me of what beer tasted like when we were in high school.
Yes.
And I don't know, there's just something, you know, obviously it's not they call it the champagne of beer, but it's definitely not the classiest beer. So it definitely, I feel like it would have been something Roy would have drank.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He would
Yeah.
have drank that. And speaking of champagne and beer and High Life, I don't know if you remember the commercials. I think it was back from late 90s, early 2000s, maybe mid 2000s.
Okay.
They were leaning heavy on that champagne and beer thing. And I just remember it was like this greasy haired single, I assume single guy in like a studio rundown apartment in the middle of like, I don't know, New York City or Boston or something like that. And he had a wife beater on. There were grease stains all over it. And he was just cooking something on his in a frying pan on his stove.
Sure.
And you see him pop open the bottle of High Life and just start drinking it. Or it looks like he's gonna drink it, or they, you know, because they can't actually show you drinking it. It's
Sure.
the camera tricks, right, where you think he's drinking it.
Yeah.
And that sold it for me. I'm a big High Life guy, but as I told you the other day, like if I have like two or three of them, I get a headache immediately. It's not like
Yeah,
a
yeah.
hangover. So I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe
that's
sugar
weird.
content. I don't know.
Oh
So,
God, I hope it doesn't have a high sugar content.
oh, I think it does.
Oh
I think
God.
it does.
Maybe
It's
that's
cheap,
why it
man. It's
tastes
cheap.
yeah. It's true. Oh yeah, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely cheap. But I thought for some reason, was there ever a commercial where somebody poured it into a champagne glass?
I think they had that as well. That sounds
Yeah.
about right. Around the same
Yeah.
time, because like I said,
Huh.
they were leaning hard into the champagne and beers.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway, well, okay. Enough about me and my white trash choices. What are you drinking, man?
Surfside, going with the Surfside
All
again.
right. No
Yeah,
carbonation.
no carbs. Wait, no,
Well,
there's carbs.
some carbs.
Yeah,
Probably
there's
not terribly high in carbs.
no carbonation. I found out though with Surfside, and this is just once again Gus having problems with alcohol late in life. If I drink too much of this stuff late at night, I get really bad acid reflux.
Oh
What's going
no.
on? I don't know. Like we're just old. We're old.
Don't take Prilosec if you can help it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the witch doctor prescribed. He prescribed me something, but
That's some green room talk.
yeah, he got me something. But anyhow, we're old, so that's why we're covering a movie from 1996,
Right.
Kingpin.
It's fresh for me, but yes, I agree. It's old.
It's old. It's old. 96, man. I mean, that was there's a lot going on
Yeah,
back in
that was my.
96.
I mean, I don't know when exactly it came out. I think the summer, because there was. Well, we'll discuss some basics later, but I think it was the summer of 96. So this would have been just before my senior year of high school. Gators about to win the national championship. I don't know if there's really much else going on.
No, nothing else. Okay, I was going into my junior year,
Yeah, you were.
because I'm a year behind you. I'm a grade behind you. Actually, I am a year full, I think,
Yeah.
behind you in age too. You're old.
I know. What's that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it shows I'm not gray. You're gray. It's hey, it works.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. So, 1996 Kingpin. This is a Farrelly Brothers movie. I didn't see. Is this one of their? It's got to be early on, right?
Yes.
Like what'd they have before this? I don't know if you don't have any of this
Well,
pulled
Dumb and
up.
Dumber, I think was their breakout, right?
Yeah, it should have been. I think this was after Dumb and Dumber, right? It has to have been. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you had Dumb and Dumber. This was before There's Something About Mary,
Right.
which phenomenal film.
Yeah, that was on our list of choices, but I think we will cover that movie. It was, I mean, this one got buried between Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary. You know, I mean, Dumb and Dumber was 94, which, I mean, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to go too crazy here, but in 94, this is what we're, this what's his name? Jim Carrey released Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Mask, I think, like all in one year. I mean,
Yeah.
that guy was a fucking hit that year. So 2 years later, they did Kingpin. And then 2 years after that, they did There's Something About Mary. Eventually, Me, Myself, and Irene, Shallow Hal, Stuck on You, Fever Pitch, Heartbreak Kid. I started kind of falling off a little. Like, I didn't even see some of these last movies, but these three are their golden age, as far as I'm concerned. And
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I mean, we'll probably get into it later, but there's of the first three, I have this one ranked above one of them.
which, oh, we'll get into it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll kind of talk about it. But yeah, like some of their other stuff, Me, Myself, and Irene was pretty good.
I
I
think it was
actually,
good once. I couldn't watch it again. It was too awkward.
I thought Shallow Hal was is underrated movie. I really like
Yeah.
Shallow Hal.
Okay.
Stuck on You's okay. Not bad. Never saw Fever Pitch. Hall Pass was all right.
Wow.
Yeah,
All right.
they produced Outside Providence.
See, I liked Outside Providence.
Did you?
Yeah. I
Okay.
liked it a couple
Yeah,
times.
it was okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's his name? Alec Baldwin can do that, New England accent
Oh
pretty good. So
yeah.
you hit a
Dimebag.
pact, Cap Ca. Yeah.
What do you call a dime store hooker? Dime
That's from Along Came
Along
Polly.
Came Polly. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a dime store hooker. She always
Yeah.
will be. You married that hooah wife of yours.
Oh man.
Yeah, good things.
Yes. Definitely,
And then, of
definitely.
course, in Departed,
In the
his
potted,
Boston accent. So,
yeah.
Alec Baldwin, for all of his craziness, he's got a special place in my heart for his acting ability.
Yeah, I'm a huge Alec Baldwin fan.
Yeah.
Acting. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Oh.
Hunt for October. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's
Yeah,
great.
you can just go on and on and on and
I
on.
kind of wish they could have released the movie that unfortunately killed that lady. Seemed like
Rust?
it was going to be a good movie. What did that come out?
I don't think so.
I think that's going to get shelved.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's a shame. I
Yeah.
mean, it's a shame she died.
Just
But you know.
a few more things over going over Kingpin. Just some stuff we need to get out of the way. Obviously, we talked about it. Peter and Bobby, the Farrelly
Barely.
brothers, writers Barry Finaro and Mort Nathan. Know nothing about those guys.
No, I didn't even bother clicking on them.
No. It actually didn't do well in the box office. So it was a $27 million budget, but it only grossed $25 million at the box office.
Yeah.
Obviously, later on, it.
Well, I mean, once it hit video, it took off. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but it was up against the Summer Olympics in Atlanta that year. So
Oh, yeah, that's
I think
right.
that there was some or not con controversy, that there was some concern about that they should have taken into consideration. Or maybe we need to take it into consideration. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's a funny freaking movie. The fact that it didn't do well is crazy to me. So, I mean, there has to be an outside extenuating circumstance. And I think that's the Olympics was good enough for me, you know.
What it could have also, too, I mean, they had a massive hit in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
But who really knew who did Dumb and Dumber? And then they had There's Something About Mary, which was another big hit. And
yeah,
I think then maybe audiences realized, oh, wait, they had something in the middle. We should probably check that out.
Yeah, this has almost got the like Temple of Doom effect, I feel like. Yeah. You know? That's a forgotten movie that, I mean, those of us who loved the Indiana Jones series really like, you know,
yes,
Temple of Doom. But other people are just like, eh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I happen to love it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm a, you know, Renaissance man.
Renaissance man, yeah.
I guess.
Who else do we have in this movie, or who's starring in it?
Who's in this movie? Woody Harrelson is a huge, I mean, I can't even imagine anybody else playing this role.
No.
You know, because I guess he was bald then, but he's got that horrible comb over.
Right.
That is just so crazy. There's two incredible comb overs in this movie that we need to get into. But Randy Quaid plays like a young Amish boy who's like a bowler savant. You know, he's a prodigy. Vanessa Angel, who, you know, like, I don't know much about her catalog, but she had like a small role in the movie Spies Like Us, which we did with Larry.
Yep.
You know, I mean, she was insanely hot then. And then after this, she was on a TV series version of the movie Weird Science, where she played the Kelly LeBrock Lisa character.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't think I watched a minute of that, but it was on USA and I was very happy for her. I knew that, you know, and the commercials were always lovely. I mean, and then, you know, like, I'm kind of beating around the bush here because while he's not like, you know, top billing in this movie, he's top billing in our hearts. Bill Murray has an incredible role in this movie. He's probably got about 10 minutes of screen time, but he's freaking hilarious. Well, maybe longer than that considering the final scene, but you know, he plays the, I guess, the main antagonist. But I mean, you know, there's an argument to be said that like Roy's own, you know, self keeps getting in his own damn way is probably his own worst enemy.
Right.
But he definitely does something to redeem that. But, you know, and then I mean, I don't want to cut to the end just yet, but it's just so funny that, you know, Bill Murray plays a guy named Big Earn McCracken, who's a professional bowler, and you know, and he's obviously like one of the most hated characters in the movie, even though you love him, of course. You love to hate him, you hate to love him, kind of thing. But he wins the final tournament. I just thought that was so freaking funny, you know? Like, it's just such a weird way of doing it, you know? Like, you know, having him kind of he didn't face any consequences for his behavior, but
no.
But those are the top four. There's also in Fairley Brothers special.
I was going to bring this up, but go for it.
No. Go ahead.
No.
This is your cup of tea, babe.
Are you sure?
Of course.
All right. So are we going athletes here? Is that what we're going to talk about?
That's what I was.
Okay. So he had at least three professional athletes in this. Athletes.
Right.
So at the beginning, when Roy Munson's young guy is coming up, he's, you know, he's the big swinging dick at all the bowling alleys in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
He has Billy Andrade and Brad Faxton, both PGA players at the time. I believe Faxton had a better career, and he is now a commentator. So I'm a big golf guy. I watch it. Like, I'm annoying because of that. So,
well, that's what I mean. I'm, you know, like those two, and then also the next one are, I mean, you know, you played the next sport as well.
Yeah, so. I played baseball.
So that's why I thought this might be your thing.
Yeah, on the, well, yeah, I mean, my first love and then my forever love, I guess you could say. But Roger Clemens was in this very bit role. You don't mow another man's lawn.
Skidmark is his name.
Skidmark.
But this is a thing that the Fairley brothers do, and at least two others. I couldn't tell you that they do it in Me, Myself, and Irene and Stuck on You and all that stuff.
Well, Me, Myself, and Irene, it's, oh gosh, It's the same hockey player, and he has the same name.
Oh, Cam
At,
Neely.
yeah, Cam Neely. Yeah, and he played. He's in Dumb and Dumber,
Right.
right? And he played. What's his name in Dumb and Dumber?
Seabass. Kick his ass,
Seabass.
Seabass.
Yeah, kick his ass, Seabass. So
Does he
in,
play a
but
cop or
he
something?
plays a
Or
cop. They're like, "Hey,
yeah.
Seabass, I need you to check this out," or something like
That's
that.
right.
Yeah. So
That's right.
Cam Neely's in both of those.
Cam
So
Neely, Boston Bruins hockey player, tough guy.
yeah.
And then Something About Mary, it was, of course, Pac-Man,
Yep.
Brett
Five,
Favre.
five, five, right?
Brett
Yeah.
Favre.
Five, right? Yeah.
So.
No, yeah, absolutely. And there's other, I mean, you have folks, and I don't know their names. I wish I did, but they're in all the Farrelly Brothers movies. You have the paraplegic
Right.
guy,
Yeah, yeah.
when
That's right.
he,
He was also in Something About Mary as a
something
paraplegic.
about
I guess he
Mary.
must really be a
Yeah, well, that's
paraplegic.
another thing they do too, is they'll put handicapped folks, I
Handicap?
guess you could
Yeah.
say. I mean, if you
Sure.
think about Shallow Hal, I mean, they had a whole thing
Yeah.
basically dedicated to that, you know.
And Something About Mary, not just him physically handicapped, but there were, mentally handicapped
Mentally
people in it.
handicapped,
And they were, some of them were real.
yeah. Some of them were real. Same thing with Stuck on You. They had the guy at the restaurant Rocket.
Yeah.
He was running like the kitchen, or he was a waiter or something like that. Like, he wasn't running the kitchen, he was a waiter.
Yeah.
So yeah, and everything typically takes place in New England, but did this take place in, no, this did
No,
not
this is in
take place in,
Iowa and then all the way to
to Reno.
yeah.
So this kind of, this movie's a little bit of a departure from their New England ties that they typically have.
Yes.
So
Oh, and then Dumb and Dumber, they had the kid that the blind kid in the
blind
wheelchair. I don't
kid.
know if he
Yeah.
really was
Pretty
any of those things.
Bird.
Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird. Maybe.
I mean, it would be on point for them.
Yeah.
But they had some other people that made, different cameos
Yep.
that you definitely recognize.
Yeah, the landlord in this was Magda, and there's Something About Mary.
Yep.
Woman.
Oh, God. Yes. The landlord.
Oh, so I don't, I didn't mention this to you. Did you? So I watched the extended version of this.
I don't know. What did you do you know what the differences are?
Apparently, the strip club scene is a little bit
Right,
longer.
right, right. I did read that because I did not watch the extended version. Some I don't know why or how, but
Yeah,
I
and
don't
like
think it
the,
was a terribly amount of stuff.
no, it was 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, okay. That's why, right. So when they ran out of the strip club, because Ish, when he I don't know if we're, I'm sure, hopefully you've seen this movie if you're listening to this, but there's a point where they have a falling out and Ish runs away. That's the Amish boy and he becomes a stripper.
Yes.
And so he's working at a strip club. And then as they grab him to leave, the strip club owner comes running out, holding his, wincing and holding his crotch in pain.
Right.
But that's all I saw. But you must have seen how that came about.
No, they actually didn't show that. I think it's actually
Jeez. Must be a
in,
deleted. Oh, it's a deleted scene.
yeah, it's in the strip club. I want to
He hits
say,
him.
yeah, I
He
don't,
hits him with the hook
maybe.
in the junk. Well, that's what it says.
Oh, is that what it says? Well,
Yeah,
that
but
I didn't, I don't remember that part of it.
then I guess I don't know. Then I don't know what you saw then.
I don't know either. But I definitely watched the extended version, and like you could just tell like there were parts of the movie that just didn't fit.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, like what's he talking about? Like there was one scene where Ishmael says something about, why am I always saying Munsoned?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't in a, it
Well,
just seemed stuck in there.
there was a part where he's like, "What are you doing, Mr. Munson?" And he goes, "Flossin." And he goes,
No.
"Flossin? But where did I get Munson from?"
No.
So
This
it's a
was different.
different
This
one? Oh,
was
yeah.
later in the movie. Yeah, this was
That makes
towards the
sense.
end. It was just weird. It was weird how it came about. So
Yeah,
it,
because everybody's already known. We've already established what Munson means. So
right.
that
Yeah,
would have been
yeah.
weird for them to do that.
Yeah. And Mrs. Guest, like, I think there were like two or three scenes that were like that. And Mrs. Guest, who was watching this with me, was like, that's weird. I'm like, yeah, this is where they kind of, that's why they cut it out of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I did not know they had an extended cut. I know we talked about Vanessa Angel, but I could talk more about Vanessa Angel.
Hey, I could talk all day about her.
Yes.
She had a pivotal role in this movie.
She did.
She
She
played
did.
a you call her a hooker, but I don't remember paying for her. No, I'm
I
joking. That's
don't.
a line from No, that's the
Oh.
line from Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, she's just a chick who's hanging out with rich dudes, you know?
Bowlers.
Yeah, rich bowlers. You're
Rich
right.
bowlers.
Yeah,
She's got a thing for bowlers.
because we find out later that she had a thing with Ernie McCracken, Bill
Correct.
Murray. They had an
Yeah.
affair.
They had an affair. Yeah. Yep.
And then also that rich guy who's definitely in other Fairley
Other
Brothers
Fairley
movies.
Brother movies. Yeah.
Yeah. The eyeliner is a little distracting, but.
Yeah. A little bit. It was a little heavy. So, Vanessa Angel, I got to say, I like the montage there where they're going to all the different bowling alleys and winning, and
Right.
she's distracting and she's very distracting. But I'll say
Correct.
this about Vanessa Angel. She might be the most attractive woman to ever walk the face of the earth, but I always forget about her until I watch this movie.
Yeah.
Right?
That's an
There's
it.
not like there's nothing I don't get it. I'm just like every time I see her, I'm like, whoa, holy
How
cow.
crazy is that?
But then it's like I don't it's like eh. I never remember. If you're like thinking of like the hottest people that when you're like, oh, like my top 10 is this. She would definitely be in my top 10,
Of course she would.
but I always forget about her. And I don't know why that is. Maybe because she's Australian?
Is she
No.
Australian?
I think she's Australian. Or maybe English. I think she's one of the two.
That's great.
But I never forget about Margot Robbie, so I don't know.
Well, she's kind of flavor of the year now,
Yeah,
flavor of the decade.
that's true. That's true.
And Vanessa wasn't in a tremendous amount of things,
No.
starring anyways.
Yeah, this is true. Very true.
That's a shame, really. That's the real tragedy here.
It is. It is the real tragedy. I'm gonna see where she was born. It's bothering me because her accent would come out every now and again.
Yes. I mean, she definitely sounds like she has an accent. I just can't confirm it because I don't know.
Yeah.
She was in Hall Pass. I mean,
Oh, she was born in London. There you go.
well, that tracks then.
Yeah. She was in Hall Pass?
Apparently. But, she might have had a small role.
Yeah, maybe.
She's still acting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy for her. She's a sweet lady. She was on Instagram, or she is on Instagram, but that's not really
Yeah.
one thing I need to know. Chris Elliott had a cameo in this. Do you remember
Chris
Chris Elliott?
Elliott.
I mean,
I
he's got a
love Chris
major,
Elliott.
not major, but like a very significant or at least memorable cameo in this movie. He plays some like rich gambler who makes an indecent proposal
Good
type
call.
offer.
Good
Thank you.
call.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that movie had come out like a couple of years earlier
Correct. With
with
Woody
Robert.
Harrelson.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right. Woody Harrelson, Robert Redford, and Demi Moore. I don't want to
Demi Moore.
mispronounce her name.
It's not Demi.
I've always said Demi,
I've always
but
said
then
Demi.
I heard a podcast doing Ghost. I listened to a podcast about Ghost today, the movie Ghost. And this guy who knows a lot about mo film was calling her Demi, and
Demi.
then Courtney Cox in Friends would call her Demi Moore. I find that hard to say. It's almost like kind of uncomfortable to say.
Yeah. It's like Demi Glaze. It's Demi Moore.
Yeah, Demi Glaze.
Yeah. Why not? But yeah, so I just want to talk a little bit about Vanessa Angel.
No, Vanessa Angel's great. I mean, honestly, I could rewatch those moments in Spies Like Us over and over again.
Oh yeah.
But there is a moment in this movie that
Okay.
even Mrs. Cousin Bailey remembered.
Okay.
So Vanessa Angel, Claudia, is the girlfriend of Stanley the rich guy, the bowler, where they do a legitimate gamble for money. Rich guy at his own place. Gambling with and Ish does beat him, but in an effort to distract him, that seems to be her game. She goes to the fridge to get a couple cold beers out, and she is affected by the cold weather from the freezer.
Position of attention.
Correct.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah.
And what's his name has that funny line. She's like, anyone else want a beer? And he goes, I'll take a couple jugs or mugs or in a mug,
Right.
whatever. But it's kind of got a Steve Chevy Chase kind of stuttering feel
Right.
to it, and from Christmas Vacation. I don't know if you remember when he's talking to Mary
Yeah, at the
at the counter.
counter, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
So
nipply in here.
did I say nipple? Anyway, so so that's good. And no, she's aces, man.
Yeah.
She's incredible. Those guys have some funny roles. That's her rich boyfriend and his little goon bodyguard. I like them a lot. I mean, we'll get into funny our favorite quotes in a little bit, but those guys have little reoccurring moments in there. I thought they could have done more with them, but that's not this kind of movie,
Yeah.
you know.
No.
No, but whatever. I mean, so basically, you've got Ishmael who's an Amish and he needs to raise $500,000, and Woody Harrelson's character. I don't want to say bamboozles him. You know, he convinces him to go out on the road to save the farm, basically the community,
Right.
by gambling and drinking and
And
smoking
drinking.
and doing drugs and getting tattoos. These are not Amish, the tenements of Amishness.
I thought they were once they left
I
the
think they're
enclave.
allowed, aren't they allowed to go out
Yeah,
and,
they have like a year or something like that,
yeah,
I think.
live with the English?
Yes, the English. I so how did you I was gonna say, how did you feel about the scenes when he infiltrates the Amish? But I kind of want to go back before that. I want to go
Yeah.
with not necessarily, I mean, we could talk about Roy's downfall. I think Roy's
Yeah.
downfall is pretty straightforward, though, right? He's a naive kid.
No, but there's some funny moments though, because he runs into, he beats Ernie McCracken in the whatever,
Right.
the championship. And then he's already an amateur bowl, like an amateur, like
Right.
Iowa State champion or whatever you call it.
1979.
Yeah, 1979. And then he wins like the Odor Eaters, championship and beats Ernie McCracken, who's doing that thing where he's talking in his it sounds it that's the part I think one of a great part, and it happens really early on, where Ernie McCracken, Bill Murray is commentating. He's like, all the pressure is on this young kid, Roy Munson. He's got one foot in the fire and the other in the pressure cooker, and right now his bladder feels like an overstuffed, and then you realize that he's
Right.
the competitor talk thinking out loud, and Roy turns around and he goes, can you not do that? I wasn't talking when you were bowling. He's like, did I say that out loud? Then he goes, good luck, just as he's about to
As
bowl.
he built the ball, yeah. He's about to release the ball. Good
I feel
luck.
like that's something you could do on the golf course if you're playing with the right people. Good luck.
Oof. Not the people I play with.
Not the people you at your club play with, but I mean, like, a fun bachelor party type situation if you don't take it too seriously. But yeah, and then, but he realizes they got to supplement some income, so they gamble with the wrong people, and he gets his hand chopped off
Yeah.
in a
Well, it
bottle
wasn't
return.
chopped off. It
There's
was like
chewed up.
chewed up or like a
Yeah.
grinder or something.
Yeah, in the ball return, I mean,
Yeah.
whatever, but
Yeah.
that's pretty horrible. But I do, oh, I do. There's one line I do want to say. So they're gambling against a bunch of people, including someone who's posing as a priest.
Right.
And he goes, hey, I like to gamble. It's my one vice. And he goes, and then someone brings him a drink and he slaps his girl on the butt and he goes,
Yeah.
okay, two vices. And then
Right.
that's still very good
Yes.
for a priest
Yeah.
to have
Yeah.
two plus vices. So. I say that all
No,
the time. That's still
yeah.
very good.
So the, moving on to, and I guess we can go through this chronologically, but now we're, where Roy is at, he's down in the dumps, right? Like he's living in some, I don't even know what it's a duplex
Yeah, I think it's like,
motel
yeah, it's like a pay by the week.
efficiency
Yeah.
motel, something like that. Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, and it's terrible. He's got one hell of a landlord, as we already said. Magda from There's Something About
Something about
Mary.
Mary.
And two characters outside are awesome. There's the old guy, I can't remember his name, and then the younger guy. I don't
Right.
remember his name either.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, whatever. They're hilarious. I know we're gonna get into favorite lines, but one of my favorite lines is Roy asked the old guy, "Hey, how's life?" And his answer, and he's wearing an oxygen mask and smoking a cigarette, and he goes, "Taking forever."
taken forever.
So, oh man.
If I didn't find life so precious, I would totally say that all the time, but I'm fairly happy. But I get
Yeah.
it. I get where I get this. I mean, it's just funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. Maybe if he goes to Canada, he can get euthanized. No, but it's but no, you know, you have Roy who sets up this whole robbery thing, and
Yes.
it sets up an iconic part of the movie, right? So Roy sets up this robbery where this guy is trying to rob the landlord. Roy saves the day. Then he gets caught with the guy who's trying to rob, getting his cut of the money and everything. And this is so Roy could pay his rent.
Right.
And so the landlord catches him, and Roy has to bang her, essentially.
Not just, I mean,
Well,
he's got to
yeah.
do it all, baby.
He has to do it all, in which that brings up an iconic scene, which is shown basically at this point in the movie, a little bit later on in the movie when Roy's looking in the rearview mirror. And then at the very end of the movie, after the credits, they have the whole scene with her just going for like 30 minutes doing. Ah. So that's a pretty, pretty iconic scene from Kingpin. And
Yeah.
she had some,
She had some pretty gnarly lines.
she had some pretty gnarly lines. Yeah.
What is it about good sex that makes you want to take a dump?
Dump. Pump and dump.
Pump and dump. And he's throwing up in the thing.
Yeah, he's throwing up. It's.
Oh, relax. It wasn't that bad. probably was.
Yeah. It was. Oh man.
Yeah, she's pretty raw.
Yeah.
But hilarious. I mean, let's not.
Yeah, she's great. I mean,
but I
she
mean,
plays
that's
the
what,
role fantastic.
you know, and I think you sent out some good information about this movie. I mean, that's an example of Farrelly Brothers movies, you know, being exceptionally raunchy, you know,
Right.
too much for our parents to watch. You know, they're too young to watch these kind of movies.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumbers, you know, kind of got the diarrhea scene.
Yeah.
There's a couple in Something About Mary, I think. Obviously Magda's nastiness and
Well, I mean, his
toilet
balls,
humor.
his balls getting
Oh,
caught in the zipper.
right. His balls getting caught in the zipper.
How'd you
I
get the
thought about
beans
that
above
earlier.
the Frank?
How'd you get the beans above the Frank? That's Keith David. Awesome actor. Marky Post was, you know, Mary's mom in that. Oh God. I was a huge fan of those two.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously, you know, did they do Say It Ain't So? With
I don't think so.
Okay. Somebody did that where they get his ear cut off in the haircut. Oh God. I hated that so much. So, you know, that's a characteristic of these movies, you know, some nasty body humor in some capacity. But you kind of just gotta, you gotta just plug through it, so to speak. If you're like Roy having sex with the landlady, you just gotta get through
Yeah,
it.
just gotta get
Cause
through
the
it.
rest of the movie is gold. I
Yeah.
mean, that's funny too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but it's, you know, this goes to another point of yours. It's like, you know, I don't want to cut ahead here, but because something you brought up in the green room and beyond was like, you know, how, you know, like, are there parts of this movie that wouldn't play well now? And I mean, that's just something funny in general, like a topic we could probably talk an hour on about how comedies from the 90s could not come out now. You know,
No.
like the
No.
people are way too sensitive.
Yeah.
Society has changed so much. There's nothing racist in this movie. There's nothing even really homophobic. Well, I mean, there's one homosexual moment, but it was celebrated almost, you know, the flashback about the indecent proposal situation
Oh,
where he
yeah.
was willing to take $1 million to bang the guy.
Right, yeah.
And he was just uncomfortable and the other guy was celebrating. It wasn't like, so I mean, my point is like, there wasn't anything like, there were even like Something About Mary has like, you know, jokes against, you know, mentally handicapped people.
Right.
You know, and so so my point is, it's like, you know, this movie is offensive in a lot of ways, and there's too many kids these days that would just either dismiss it or get offended by it.
Right.
And I mean, that's a damn shame, because these movies shaped a lot of my humor, you know.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's probably why people don't like us. But
it's fine. I don't like them.
Bring it, like the raunchy part, jarred something in my memory, jarred something loose
Start
there.
something loose.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
So one of the deleted scenes that I forgot is Roy is actually banging a blow up doll.
What?
Yeah, they show him banging
Huh.
a blow up doll and finishing. So yeah.
Oh, well, okay, that's.
I mean, it's not like up close,
No,
like they're
but
under the
you
sheets.
understand it's occurred, yeah. Do you know
Right,
it's a
yeah.
blow-up doll until afterwards?
No, not until after. Not until he
Right.
rolls off of her.
Right, that's so
Yeah,
gross. I'm sorry to hear
yeah.
that. Of course, I mean, if anybody under 30 is listening, they're like, "What's a blow-up doll?"
Yeah.
Sorry,
But
a sex robot to you
no,
young people,
it's
except
great.
without the robot.
It's great because Woody Harrelson has that shitty grin that he gets sometimes,
Yeah.
So yeah, when he's rolling off of her after he finishes. So
I like Woody Harrelson.
I like Woody Harrelson too, man. He's fantastic. I
He's
can't
great.
think of a bad movie that he's in that I've seen.
Now, I mean, I don't really love Natural Born Killers because I find it insane and bizarre, but
Yeah.
it's a good movie, you know. I'm not complaining about it. It's too hard to watch.
Yeah, No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. True Detective is
Oh,
that was
fantastic. White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump, but I mean, I just want to say True Detective is probably one of the best. Not just it's a
Series.
TV show, but I
Yeah.
mean it's better than any movie. It's almost as good as any movie I've ever seen, any TV show I've ever seen. That season one is incredible.
Phenomenal. I totally agree. Totally agree.
And Cheers, I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
I like
cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Woody Boyd.
So one thing that I can never get my head not around or get past it, and I shouldn't because it's a comedy, it doesn't really matter. And it's
Yeah, I
so
know,
far out
but you
there
got
that
to
it's
do it.
comedy. But like I don't like Roy's attempt at infiltrating the Amish just bothers me.
Yeah.
It's like it's so ridiculous.
Right, what? I mean, this is the
But
movie.
it's a ridiculous movie, right? Like, it's supposed to be
Yeah.
ridiculous, but it just, for some reason, like, that's the only part in this movie that's just like, okay.
You know,
But
it's,
the
I didn't
scenes are
even.
hilarious. The scenes are hilarious.
I was this is that is the part I paid the least amount of attention to. So it's funny you say that. When
Really?
this time,
Okay.
because I was like, oh God, just get past this. Because there's some gross humor in this. You know, go
Right.
ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He wakes up and, he goes and milks the cow, and he's like, took me a while to get her going, but boy,
Ugh.
like
Ugh.
she exploded or something like that once she
Yeah.
got going or something like that. And he starts drinking the milk, and they're like, we don't have a
We don't
cow,
have
we
a
have a bowl.
cow.
I gotta go brush my teeth.
I'm gonna go.
So
Yeah, I'm gonna go brush
I'm gonna go brush my teeth.
my teeth. And he's drinking it. That's the worst part.
Yeah,
He's
he's
got the
drinking it.
fucking milk
Yeah,
mustache.
milk mustache, and yep.
And then when he cuts the shoes off the
Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Buttercup, yep. Or he as soon as the dinner bells rang, he leaves
And
while
the.
they're raising the barn.
I don't know how they raise a barn in Ohio. But here in so and so,
Pennsylvania, right?
Pennsylvania, yeah, it's got to be, right?
I think it's Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah, but here in Pennsylvania, there's a
What's
lot of barn, right?
Ishmael's girl's name?
He sent Rebecca.
Maybe, yeah, Miss Rebecca.
Yeah, don't you
Yeah.
say that about Rebecca, Miss
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Yeah. Don't you say when Roy goes, like you're really good or something about being round and having three
Three
holes.
holes.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's round and it's got three
Three
holes.
holes. Yeah, that's
Don't you
right.
talk about Miss Rebecca like that. Talking about bowling, you moron. I just love it because, I mean, in another way, I mean, not in another way, and in a very important way, this is a fish out of water movie because he's exposing, like as we mentioned earlier, he's exposing this innocent Amish guy to this like just derelict life that he's got. You know, and then there's a part where he's, smoking a grit and he says, "You want me to get you a coffee?" And he goes, "No, it's a stimulant. I can't have that." And he goes, "What the hell do you think that is? The cigarette?" And he goes, "Oh, in that case, I'll take a large coffee with extra cream and extra sugar."
Right, yeah. Yep. And where he's
Man.
sitting on the urinal taking a shit.
Yep. And he goes, "I'm not some whatever. I know what's going on," or whatever. And then they zoom out.
They zoom out. He's fucking sitting on the urinal taking a shit.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, and then, you know, and he gets the tattoo later, he's smoking weed later, and like, you know, all the, yeah. Oh, and this is something I wanted to bring up, but when they finally get to Reno, I don't want to cut too forward, but that part where they go out and get crazy drunk, and he wakes up the next day and he's got one of those baseball helmets on with like, it's usually got two cans of beer. This is something I noticed so long ago. Like, you know, one side has a bottle of Jim Beam and the other side's got a Coke in it. And they're both empty. Obviously, the Coke's empty, but I was like, that just sounds amazing. Beam and Coke, man. That used to be my thing.
Oof.
A little too sweet now, but
Yeah, I've hit it a
speaking of
couple
sugar,
times in my life. Not much.
you
Not
didn't like the
much.
Beam Coke? Beam and Coke?
No. Jim and Coke, Jack and Coke, none of that. Nope.
Oh, that bullshit, huh?
Nope.
Oh man, that was the thing. And then but no, that was great. But they pick up Claudia. She kind of saves the day a little bit. They're about to get their asses kicked. And so they, you know, and then obviously Ish likes her.
Of
But
course.
as they're, you know, escaping, and then they go on to the that diner, and that's where we encounter Roger Clemens.
Correct.
And that's a it's a classic Fairley Brothers scene. You know, like where, like, you know, he's a bully or
He's
something
a
like that.
bully. Yeah, he's a bully, and going after the bully's girl, and it's always surrounded by a girl. It's always in some like cafe, diner type deal.
And but the part that kind of sticks out to me is the genius of Roy saving, quote unquote, saving Ish, because he's about to get his ass
100%.
kicked by like five different guys. And then Roy punches him out, and he goes, "Come on! If I hadn't knocked out Ish, you would have gotten those animals would have torn him apart." And she goes, "Yeah, well, you didn't have to." He goes, "Stay and have beers with him afterwards." And he goes, "I didn't want him to think I was in cahoots. I think you made that clear when you rubbed Tabasco in his eyes." I'm just like imagining, and they don't show it. You just hear about it, and I'm dying. You didn't have to stay and have beers with him afterwards. Oh my God. I just can't imagine this movie not, I mean, seriously, during this, the 90s, like, you know, anyone's listening to this movie and is like stuck in like 2020 and beyond, you know, you're gonna look at this movie and you're gonna be like disgusted and, you know, like, and not understand how this was ever funny. But this is what comedy was in the 90s, man. I mean, this is just so quintessential 90s humor. The shit I grew up, like I said, the shit I grew up on.
So I want to we're laughing about hot sauce in your eye, having beers with guys and hot sauce in your eye. Is there another type of hot sauce that maybe, or what do you think, what kind of hot sauce was rubbed
I
in
mean, that's
Ishmael's
funny you say
eye?
that. I mean, have you ever heard of the, like, there's a shot you can do where you can like take a shot and throw Tabasco in your eye or something like that, but I'm not really interested in Tabasco.
No.
I feel like you know, because it doesn't necessarily have to be like hot sauce, you know, stereotypical hot sauce. I mean, because, you know, there are some spicy barbecue sauces out there
Or rubs.
or rubs. For example, this portion of Automatic Rewind is brought to you by Pandemic Sauce Company. Amidst a worldwide pandemic and lockdown with nothing but time on his hands, a friend of the podcast started experimenting in his kitchen to occupy his time. He soon discovered a knack of combining a variety of peppers with fruit juices to create some unique barbecue sauces. After sharing his sauces with family and friends, he has now decided to share them with the rest of the world in the goal to become your new favorite sauce. That's Pandemic Sauce Company. Enter code bourbon. Okay. Hi. Pandemic Sauce Company. Be sure and send our good buddy Ron an email at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com and put automatic rewind, or you could put bourbon boys, but in this particular case, put automatic rewind in the subject line. Open up a dialogue with our good buddy Ron and get started. It's Pandemic Sauce Company, pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. So, Pandemic Sauce, I did mention in the read there, we've got a variety of peppers. So, some of the flavors he's got are blueberry, ghost pepper. I don't know if they're available right now. It all depends on the season and what's available for good old buddy Ron here. But I know that jalapeno, apple, and mango habanero are some that are, you know, tend to be in stock, you know, year round. But can you imagine getting a pineapple reaper or a mango habanero rubbed in your eye, I would not feel good about that.
No.
Now,
No.
and would you stay to have beers with the guys after somebody did that? No. I
No.
guess it depends on who it was done
Yeah,
to.
it depends on who. I mean, it's Roger Clemens, maybe.
Yeah, Roger Clemens. I'd
Yeah.
love to pick his brain
You know, I
about.
think he's a real life psycho. Anyhow.
I think throwing a base a chart, you know, a shard of a baseball bat at Mike Piazza, it's kind of
Yeah, when it
indicative
was
of
just
his
a,
insanity.
yeah, just broken bat,
He
but
thought it was the ball. Yeah. Thought it was the ball. Sure he did. Thought it was the ball, huh? Sure he did.
Oh, he's throwing it at him. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're drinking High Life in a can.
Oh yeah. Can.
Oh,
I love the glass bottles, man.
I thought you were going bottle here. I'm going to say I'm slightly disappointed, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, I'm getting an 18 pack for $15. It's kind of hard to mess up.
Okay. All right. There
I
you go.
like it and it's available.
All right.
But no, but the glass bottle is kind of, I mean,
Yeah.
that looks so
Yeah.
delicious. I saw an ad for it. Might have been in this movie. I saw an ad for it. I mean, it's conceivable, or saw one
Maybe.
popped, because I remember like recently seeing a glass bottle of this, like the old school, and I was just like, oh, that looks so good.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Anyhow, yeah.
yeah. But yeah, don't let that get rubbed in your eyes.
No. So let's get I guess get back to Ernie McCracken. We have some more stuff to talk about him. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Bill
He is.
Murray. I mean, God.
Yeah. I mean, is he a top five villain in 1990s?
In a comedy, he's up there. He's got to be up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really like of the, let's just call it like the way I see it. Like there's three Farrelly Brothers movies that are like, I think personally, I find them above the others. And it's, you know, Dumb and Dumber this and Something About Mary. So the big bad in Something About Mary is Matt Dillon's character.
Correct.
Yeah. Chris Elliott's kind of a bad guy, but he's not, you know, the big bad. And I think
Yeah.
McCracken is way better than him.
Okay.
I mean, like funnier and more memorable. Well, not more memorable. I don't know, because you can't stop thinking about Matt Dillon and those teeth.
Yeah.
What was his name? I can't remember. Something About Mary. You know what?
So,
Yeah, go ahead.
no, I was going to say, like, there's actually, I brought up some Dr. Evil.
Oh yeah.
He's pretty bad.
Oh dude, from Austin Powers?
Austin Powers, yeah.
Dude, Austin Powers, the first one, is one of my favorite comedies of all time. And it's funny I say that because I pretty much cannot stand the other two. I
Yeah.
didn't really find them
Yeah.
funny. I
They're
thought there were
okay.
definitely funny parts in the second one,
Right.
but it was almost beat for beat. I mean, a lot of it
Yeah.
was beat for beat, but also him losing his mojo. I just really was like, I didn't really
Yeah.
care about that. But Rob Lowe's character playing a young number two was genius.
Yes.
You know, and he did it almost perfectly. And I mean, Mike Myers is very, very, very talented, and I like him a lot. But that first movie, I saw it in the theater like five times,
To let you
Austin
know where my
Powers.
head is, it's also my favorite. It's because Liz Hurley's my favorite
Oh yeah.
of the
Liz
Powers
Hurley.
chicks.
Liz
So
Hurley, good gracious.
there's also Dark Helmet in the 90s. Here's one.
Was he
This,
in the 90s?
yeah, I think so,
I thought that was
right?
like late 80s. Eh, whatever.
I think it was early. Maybe it was 90. Maybe it was late 80s.
No, regardless. I mean, it's the same kind of.
But here's one, and I think this is comparable because it's also a sports movie. Shooter McGavin.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I keep going back to the I mean, you know, the Ernie McCracken has got this I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but like he's got sex appeal, not real life sex appeal, but in the movie, chicks are attracted to him. He's got that horrible comb over.
Right.
He's got a gut and he wears the silver back brace,
Yeah.
but he just gets chicks all the time. Remember, like in the diner in the beginning of the movie, when
Yeah.
he's like turns around and goes, hey, she goes,
Hey.
hi, and he goes, not you.
Not you.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, he eventually he was with Claudia,
Claudia.
and then he does that, you know, whatever that, I don't even know what you'd call that foundation he's got for single kid,
Yeah.
single parent, you know, kids with single
Single
parent, single
moms, yeah.
moms.
Single moms.
He's
Single
clearly
young hot
banging them
moms.
all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, They're comparable, but
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about McCracken, right? He's got two things that it's funny. It's true and it's not true, depending on who you talk to, but I think a lot of guys think it's true is no matter what you look like, if you're a dick or somewhat of a dick and you have money, women are attracted to that, right?
I
Like,
mean, seemingly.
it's not the end all be all, but
No, I mean, there's plenty of women that aren't, but like it's,
yeah. So, just saying. Just saying.
So yeah. It's not organic. His sex appeal is not organic, is what you're saying. Or, well,
No.
no, I mean, you did say, he's being a dick, though,
Yeah, he is being a dick.
I mean, there's a lot
He's
of
yeah, I mean, case
poor
in point.
losers who are, assholes, and chicks can't stop it, can't help
Right.
themselves, so.
Yeah, they can't. They just that's what they're attracted to. He's I mean, even you had brought it up earlier where he was talking in Roy's backswing in the tournament in Reno. Like he goes up to one of his opponents and like tucks in his shirt in the back when he's about to bowl. Like he does all like the dickheaded things. Some of the things that he says, we talked about this in the green room where it's like, I have enough money now where I can do anything or I can get away with anything or something. You're better at quoting. What's the line?
No, that was basically it. I don't remember
Okay.
exactly. It's in the moment. It's kind of comes to me, but yeah, I mean, that's basically what his point is that he can get away with anything now. He can buy himself out of anything.
Yeah. Didn't know he said this. How's life in the Amish fast lane? Just a little quirky shit he would say. It's fantastic.
Hey, nobody twisted your arm. Oh my God.
Oh man. Oh.
And then Roy's name becomes a euphemism for failure.
Yeah, Munson.
Munsoned.
Got Munsoned.
Some of these kids almost got Munsoned out
Yeah.
there.
We also talked about this in the green room, another quote. And I know we were going to go over quotes, but let's just let them fly, I guess. When he recognizes Claudia, he goes, or Ernie McCracken goes, it's a small world when you have an unbelievable tits. It's just like pure dick, right? Pure
Yes.
dick. But,
That's what it was. And then I know, God, I don't want to bog this down with my obscure quote, but like that part where they're going to play a legitimate, quote unquote, legitimate, like gamble with Stan at Stanley's mansion, and they pull up to it and they're a little anxious, and his goon pops around the corner and goes, rah, 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 like pretending to be a dog, and he goes, ha ha, and he goes, all right, park the shit box and come on in. It's just, it's so demeaning to say to somebody about their car, and there he goes right away. I laugh so hard. It's just sometimes like little lines like that stick with me.
You should say that at your next shindig that you have, your annual shindig.
The crawfish boil?
Yeah. I didn't
Say
know if
that
you
to
wanted
somebody?
to.
I don't care.
Yeah, like
Just
you
say that
just,
to someone.
yeah, like when
If I
someone
see him,
comes in, and he'll
okay.
just go fuck the shit box.
Park
I
your shit
don't.
box and come on in.
Yeah.
What if they don't come back?
Yeah, that's all
Well,
right. There's enough people there.
I think there's enough people there. I got to start insulting more people instead of being nice to everyone.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's funny. I'm going through some of the quotes that you had ready to go, and we've kind of already said some of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them happened early on.
Yeah.
But they're, I mean, they're long standing. They do have like kind of a falling out. We talked about this in the green room. There's a moment where Roy is trying to kind of cut out Claudia from the trio.
Right.
And so they're sneaking out, but Claudia's obviously well aware of it. And so he's telling Ish, he's like, we got to get out of here. There's a military train just derailed and there's a huge cloud of, and then he notices Claudia. So he says, shit. So of course, Ish thinks he's talking about a huge cloud of shit.
Shit.
You gotta get out of here. There's a huge cloud of shit coming this way.
Run for your lives.
Run for your lives. It's just, there's just so many moments in this movie. It's a goddamn shame it did so poorly in the box office. I'm
Yeah.
glad that they got a second chance, though, or whatever it is, whatever you call it.
A cult
Because can
following.
you imagine if, like, Something About Mary didn't happen.
Oh, you're talking about
The
the
Farrelly
Farrelly
Brothers,
Brothers. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy though, because like I'm trying to think, like the Farrelly Brothers got established stars, but they weren't, I mean, I guess Woody was, right? Woody was on Cheers. Woody had already done White Man Can't Jump. He had done
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal already. Yeah, he was pretty established. I wonder if this was a, no, it wouldn't have been a comeback for him. I think he just takes any role that comes his way as well. Like he's just in so much.
He's a pretty chill dude from what I gather. For being the son of a,
Hitman. That was dad was a hitman, right? Yeah.
Didn't he assassinate a federal judge?
Maybe. Could have been.
But anyway,
Well, he's chill. He smokes so much weed.
yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. He's
Yeah.
also a vegan, which I kind of find annoying, but
Man, he's from Texas. What do you expect? Wait,
wait,
what?
what?
What? Huh. And West
What?
Texas too, right? Is he from West Texas? Or is he
Hey,
just
is he from El Paso? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's ways to find out, but it's not really
Yeah.
good radio. But no, I mean, Midland. Oh yeah, Midland.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm presuming that's in the middle of the state, just because I'm.
Maybe.
Anyways, but no, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Did he have a renaissance or
I don't know. I don't know if
in West
I just think
Texas?
he like he may be his generation, even though it's not that far removed, like Kevin Bacon. You know, where Kevin Bacon's just in everything. Woody Harrelson seems like he's in everything. So, you know, we already talked about Vanessa Angel. She was not really established, but she didn't do much after this either. I mean, just
No,
small
she's
little
had bit
things.
parts, yeah.
Yep. Randy Quaid, he's always kind of been a bit actor. He
Yeah.
actually Independence Day came out in this the same year this one did.
Is that right? The
Yeah,
same
and
year?
he had a pretty prominent role in that movie, right? I've only
Oh,
seen
yeah.
Independence Day once.
See,
So,
I've seen it a million times. I saw it in the
okay.
theater, enjoyed it. He was in a movie called Parents. I'm not sure if it was about cannibals. It's supposed to be like a dark comedy. I never saw it because it just terrified me. My God, you know what? I'm sorry for doing this, but I'm going through some of Woody Harrelson's catalog. He was in Doc Hollywood.
Yep, he was
Yeah, he was in Indecent Proposal. We said that White Man Can't Jump. I'll Do Anything's a movie. The Cowboy Way, Natural Born Killers, Money Train. I mean, I know all these movies. I didn't see them all, but I know
He's
them
in
all.
everything.
You're right. That's so great. So, yeah, Woody Harrelson was a very, very big name.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid was a name. He wasn't
A name.
unknown. He wasn't
Yeah, I mean,
unknown. Certainly wasn't.
he was in National Lampoon's Vacations. He was in I think he was coming off not too maybe yeah, it was before this, Caddyshack 2. So I mean Caddyshack 2 wasn't really a big hit, but you
No, but
know.
he's now since lost his mind, so.
Oh yeah, he's batshit crazy. He thinks the government's after him, right? And has been for like 20 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's.
Yeah.
But yes. No, I mean, I think he fled to Canada
Yeah.
at some point. Oh God, he was in Brokeback Mountain. Good for him. That's wonderful.
Who, Woody Harrelson?
Randy Quaid. I wouldn't know. I'm just not into art movies, artistic movies. Let's see. It's funny. There was something else you kind of brought up in the green room. They're like, this isn't. There was some line that I think we got from the internet that said like, this isn't like a Roy Munson redemption story. It's a warning. And I just think that takes it a little too seriously, like getting, I don't want to get too deep in the movie because it is a redemption arc, I mean, it's a
It
guy who
is.
like, he, and there's a line in the movie where he says, at the end, like when he's looking for Claudia and she's long gone and he's already lost, I guess. Yeah. He's out in the parking lot and he says, he's the guy who gave me this, and there's a that obviously the mistake, but he's talking about the rubber hand, and he said, "Roy, Ernie McCracken is responsible for that." And he goes, "Yeah," and he goes, "No," he goes, "I used to think so, you know, but he's kind of grows up, man, like learns that he's responsible for your own behavior
actions.
And your actions and all that shit. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. And then, you know, he wins in the end. I'd love this movie.
Yeah, I do too. And I think we can maybe, is there anything else that's like really like bugging you want to talk about this one? Or?
No, I mean, like, what bugs me is that it got so little acclaim when it came out.
Correct.
You know? Like I said, this is like the, I consider these like a trilogy, because as I said, I don't really love Me, Myself, and Irene and Beyond. But, you know, these three, I think, were like almost perfect 90s comedies, you know?
Right.
Way, kind of the way the Adam Sandler comedies were. There are three of those. I
Right.
think, I mean, there's more, you know, but once he got to Big Daddy, a little too serious topic, I didn't really care for it. Wedding Singer is a good movie, but I don't consider it in the same dumbass category as Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think those five movies could kind of define the 90s comedies, like, for me.
Yeah.
Don't get too serious at all.
Right.
A little bit of raunch, maybe offend a couple people, but it's hilarious.
Right.
And maybe you learn something in the end, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And I mentioned this earlier, and you know, in your trilogy there, what's your rank order of those trilogy of the trilogy?
See, I don't want to sound like dumb and avant-garde here, because you know, that could, I could pick the one that nobody liked, Kingpin, and put that up top. And I might do that, but upon this rewatch, I think I laughed harder when I watched Something About Mary.
Okay.
I'd probably go in reverse order. I'd probably go Something About Mary, Kingpin, Dumb and Dumber. And the reason I have Dumb and Dumber low, it's not because I don't appreciate it and like it, because the first time I saw it, I did not like it. It's the
Wow.
same thing that happened when I saw The Big Lebowski the first time. I think I mentioned that. The first time I saw Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I think I mentioned that on this podcast. Like, the first time I saw these movies, I was like, what am I supposed to get out of this? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then I watched it a second time and I kind of put my pretension aside. Not that I really have much pretension, but you know, like your expectations, I guess, to just throw them out the window. You have to realize that like Jeff Daniels was a pretty good actor.
Yes.
And here he is in this weird ass movie. And if he's willing to freaking like, have pretend diarrhea scene, colon blow, just get over it and laugh, you know, like, I mean, so I do like Dumb and Dumber a lot, but those characters are so annoying that, and, you know, and purposefully that I don't love it. I love this movie, but Something About Mary, you know, just as I was watching this, I was like remembering certain things about Something About Mary that I just love so much. And Cameron Diaz is, you know, also a stunner.
Okay.
So I would say, if I, you know, gun to my head, Something About Mary, Kingpin, then Dumb and Dumber. But it's a toss up between those top two. So what about you, man?
Yeah. So I'm kind of similar to you. I'm going to go Kingpin, Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber. And so it's weird that I have Dumb and Dumber lower, and it's like, and I say it's weird because of there's a personal connection there. So my dad wasn't really big into like watching newer movies or any of this. And he actually sat down and watched Dumb and Dumber with me, and he couldn't stop laughing. And I was
Oh,
surprised.
really?
Yeah. He could not stop fucking laughing.
Oh, that's great.
He loved it. Yeah. So
and yet that made it.
No. I'm just saying, like, from a sentimental standpoint, I would think that.
Oh, got it.
Like,
you're surprised it's
I'm
low
surprised
running.
it's
Got
lower
it.
because of the sentimental value that I have on that movie. Because you know, my
Totally.
dad passed away in '97. You know, so
A year
3 years
later.
after Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Or
So
yeah, a year after this.
yeah. So, but no, it's for me, it's Kingpin. I like Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Sometimes he annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, he can be annoying. Like, sometimes I think he's just like trying a little bit too hard. And it's
Yeah,
like,
I can't watch those Meet the Parents movies. They didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
But he's like a dork and like a loser in There's Something About Mary,
Yeah, I know. I
which
know,
kind
but
of was fine for me. But no, listen, I could, I mean, you know, if you asked me this, I'm just, I think I was just saying that because I remember, I think, you know what? I don't even know if I saw this in the theater now that I'm thinking about it. 'Cause like, I definitely saw Something About Mary in the theater. And I remember that being
Yes.
one of them, like one of those movies where you're just cracking up and everybody in the theater. I think that's probably, I think I'm actually the opposite with you. I have a sentimental kind of feeling about Something About Mary because I had such an emotion, like a wonderful experience, movie going experience with it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like seeing Scream in the theater with everybody screaming and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, that maybe that's why, but I love this movie. I mean, I lobbied for us to do this movie over There's Something About Mary.
Right.
So I obviously have a, you know, have hold this in high regard, but.
Yep. And then also, like, there's the whole me rating the ladies in it. So Vanessa
Yeah.
Angel for me is tops. Cameron Diaz, she, I feel like got better as she got older.
Ah.
So I'm not saying like she wasn't attractive back then. She was very
No,
attractive.
of course. Yeah, you can't argue that.
But I would argue that Lauren Holly is hotter in Dumb and Dumber than Cameron Diaz is, and There's Something About Mary. And
Is it the haircut?
I'm not into redheads.
Is
So
it
no,
the
it's not
pixie
no
haircut you don't
no
like?
no no no. The haircut's fine. The haircut's fine.
I'll
But
say
yeah.
this. I first saw Cameron Diaz in the 1994 movie The Mask.
The Mask, yes.
And she was probably like 20, but
Yeah.
just a knockout stunner in that movie. And
Yeah.
so I think I always kind of remember that. But the other thing is, I mean, I had a huge thing for Vanessa Angel in Spies Like Us and then in this. So,
Yeah.
you know, like, I
Yeah.
mean, I honestly could put her tops over everybody,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Now, there was a movie that I've watched it maybe once or twice with my wife. It came out. It's I can't remember. It's like not What Women Want, but it's essentially it's what's her name? I can't think of anybody's name right now. So Cameron Diaz,
Yes.
then the
Lauren
model.
Holly? No.
No. The model that's married to Justin Verlander.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Kate
yeah.
Kate
Kate.
something. Anyway, her
Jesus, what is
and
wrong with
then
us?
and Leslie Mann. And Leslie Mann is married to Game of Thrones,
Jamie Lannister?
Jamie Lannister. And Jamie Lannister is like cheating on her with
Oh
both of these
yeah.
chicks,
I do
with
remember that.
Cameron
Yeah.
Diaz and Kate, whatever her name is. And so in that movie, that's when I was like, and so this was released maybe 5 to 6 years ago,
A little
maybe a little bit
longer.
older than that. But I was like, that is like prime Cameron Diaz, not younger Cameron Diaz, which is weird, I know, but.
No. But I mean, you know, you don't want to also like be that kind of person that only younger versions of chicks are hot because that's not true.
Yeah. You know.
But God, I do remember that. What the hell? The Other Woman is the name of the movie.
Yes, the other woman,
But
correct.
what is her freaking name? Kate
Kate
Upton. My God,
Upton. Yes,
how
Kate
did we
Upton.
forget that?
I
Oh,
know.
God.
I know. I remember her husband's name,
I was
one of the
never
best
going to
pitchers
get.
ever to walk face of the earth, but yeah.
Yeah. I was never going to get Nikolai
Yeah,
Coster Waldau.
whatever his
Jamie
Danish
Lannister.
name is. Yeah.
Oh, he is Danish. Good call.
Yeah, he is Danish. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jamie
Yep.
Lannister.
Yep.
I don't know why I say it in a German accent.
All right. Oh, go
Yeah.
ahead.
No. I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I love these movies. I love that. I love this movie. And I'm honestly willing to flip-flop. Like I said, it's just there's that, you know, when you're in a theater and all this shit's going right, you know, it's like it's something you like when I saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall in the theater,
Yeah.
I mean, just dying laughing,
I
you know.
love that movie.
Yeah, and that movie's great,
Yeah,
you
it's
know. Probably should have
fantastic.
done that. But
Nah, it's
anyways,
fine. It's
nah,
fine.
but yeah, I'm glad we did this though.
No,
It deserves a little due, you know, frankly.
and like I hadn't seen this movie in a long time.
Yeah.
Even though it's one of my favorite Farley Brothers movies,
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time. And so I guess we'll get into some ratings here. And
Yeah.
I have the Internet Movie Database's rating at a 6.9 out of 10. Yeah.
Love that number, but I think it's probably a little higher than that. 6.9, baby.
Yeah, it's true. It kind of
Yeah,
fits the
fits with
movie.
the right.
Yeah.
It's good.
You have the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes, which that's the actual critics. There's 39 reviews by actual critics. They give it a 51%. That sounds about right from actual movie critics.
Yeah, critics are idiots.
Yeah, they're
They can't do
idiots.
it. What
Yeah,
about the
100.
fans?
The
Popcorn.
fans, a popcorn meter, over 50,000 fans rated this movie at 69%.
Hell yeah. It's almost like we did it on purpose.
I know, right?
And that's
Oh.
fresh, baby. That's certified fresh.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That tracks.
And so, how I would rate this on our rating system
Do you want to go through the
is, let's
line?
go through it again.
Let me just give it to you real quick because I want to hear yours, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So from worst to first, like to 1 star to 5 stars, we would return this movie but not rewound. That's a 1 star. 2 stars is we return this movie, but we rewound it. 3 stars is we return this movie late and incurred and we're willing to incur some late fees. 4 stars, we never returned it. We just kept it in our own vault. And 5 stars, not only did we keep this movie, but we bootlegged it for distribution with the FBI knocking on the door. So what do you think, man?
So, definitely kept this movie.
Yeah.
Did not bootleg it.
No, I'm the same. I'm a 4 stars.
Yeah, 4-star.
Yeah, we never returned it, but we kept it.
Right.
Yeah, you can't give a movie like that. I mean, shit, if we're gonna like, I mean, I think I say this every time. If you're gonna give Unforgiven 5 stars, I mean, that kind of sets the precedent for that
Right.
rating for me, anyways.
Right.
But I have no problem giving like all sorts of different genres, no matter how stupid and ridiculous they are, 4 stars or not return, never returning it, but not bootlegging it. Because I wonder how many times we can say bootleg before the FBI actually does catch on to this
It's fine.
podcast. I know, maybe more ratings, right? Maybe let's start to up our numbers. But no, I mean, this is a good one. This is a good one. It's a good comedy. I'm glad I bought it for
Yep.
the sake of this.
Yeah, I bought it too. But once again, I don't know when I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Because I would say like, oh, if it's on, I'll watch it, but it's never on. And I don't think I want to watch this one edited.
No.
I want to watch it unedited. Not
Yeah,
that
there's
there's
a
a lot
huge cloud
of
of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of cussing, but still, like, eh.
No, but I did read during some of my research that some of the things that are edited for TV, I mean, they cut out all the cussing and they cut out like, there's the fight with between I think there's like the love story song is playing in the background where Claudia and Woody Harrelson, Roy Munson are fighting because of the ditcher, and like he's punching her boobs and her boobs are moving back and
Yes,
forth.
yes.
They cut out all of his hits on her,
Oh.
which I mean I get why,
They didn't
but
show
it
anything.
doesn't make it funny really though. Like it's just.
Yeah.
The funny part is that they're equal combatants, and that's what's funny. Anyways.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bam. Bam. Awesome. So this was a great rewatch and rewind for
I
us.
agree.
And, cuz before we get out of here, where can people find us?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to thank our sponsor, Pandemic Sauce Company. And don't forget to send an email to Ron at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Per automatic rewind in the subject line. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, share, follow this episode, and share it with your family and friends. And if you have any movie suggestions for us to review, send them to me, Cousin Bailey, CUZZINBAILEY@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Instagram at Automatic Rewind, all one word, or on X at Gus and Cuz. As I said, we've had some people suggest movies. I mean, I'll talk to you about those in the green room. Some of them are, not really gonna make it this year, but
The year just started.
yeah, I love our loyal listeners, but they got to come up with something different, anyways. But yeah, man, can't wait for the next one.
Sounds good. All right, for Cousin Bailey, I'm Gus. We'll see you episode 31.